Time to welcome a very special guest to our studio here at 102.9 FM in Collingwood. Yvonne Gibson is from the Blue Mountain Foundation for the Arts. You're also a painter, but we'll talk about that a little later. Right now, we want to talk about the excitement that's happening this coming weekend, the long weekend. Some still call it Civic Holiday. Some call it Simcoe Day. I just call it a holiday. And that's the important part. And it's happening from Saturday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 Saturday and 10 a.m. to 4. And for the first time this year, you're coming to downtown Collingwood.
We are. It's going to be in the Eddie Bush Arena this year. We're really excited about that. And, you know, right out in the main street of downtown Collingwood, and we'll see all these the people wandering around, coming over through from other areas.
Yeah.
We're really, really excited about it.
Elvis leaves and you arrive.
We do.
With a magnificent weekend of arts and crafts and musical accompaniment, of course. Let's kind of run through what people can expect. And I'm talking now not just to the folks who are listening to us on 102.9 in Southern Georgian Bay, but also folks listening at 103.1 FM in Eastern Ontario through Cobourg and 96.3 FM at the Zoomerplex in Toronto. It's not far up here, and it's just a great lot of fun. You've been going for, what, 32 years now?
32 years, yes.
You think it's going to turn into a regular thing?
It might.
I believe so. And you have, I know, been the force behind all this. Let's talk first about the juried art event.
Well, the juried art part of it comes in as they apply. We have a team that juries the art before it actually gets on the website that they are accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it goes from the juried part, then we go into the actual art show, which is, it is judged by their peers. And we have from 5 to 7 artists that they go around and they have a sheet that they have to go by.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen is they will total up each one individually. They hand them in, and then we compile them together to find our winners.
But if you are visiting this festival, you're going to be able to see all of this artwork.
Definitely. It's all out there. We have all approximately 50 artists.
That's a big show. Yeah.
Including adults, and we have a youth group as well, like a youth center.
I was just scanning the information that you sent me, and it looks like it's a great deal of fun for the kids because there's stuff they can hang up, no charge, and just show off their stuff.
That's right. That's for the youth. Anybody in high school to 18, they can apply and be in the youth center, or there is a children's booth as well where the kids can come in and create their own art.
And when you're talking about a juried art event, what sorts of mediums are these people working in?
Oh, boy, we have quite a list. We go from the fine art, of course, acrylic, watercolor, oil, whatever else, you know, in the fine art area, mixed media. We have wood carving, sandblasted glass, metal sculpture, pottery, and jewelry. And I'm sure there's some I've missed.
Well, photography is one that I think you have.
Definitely photography. Thank you.
And also children's doll clothes and children's book authors. It's quite a wide range.
It is. This year is the first year that the lady with the doll clothes has come in. And, you know, she's an elderly lady, but she's fabulous. She just loves to make doll clothes.
There are cash awards for those who are the winners, but everybody's a winner. And, of course, I am assuming that at some point, if you really like something, it can be yours.
Oh, definitely. Anything is really for sale. We don't like to, push the sale part of it. It's a show that you go around and look out. Everybody enjoys coming in and looking at the art demonstrations, find out a little bit about how it's done and what they're doing. And we have actually... On list, we have watercolor by Hilary Slater, sculpting by Pan McCowan, and an acrylic by MJ Jones. There will probably be more that they just set up themselves at their booth and decide they're going to do a demonstration.
Sounds great. Now, back to the kids for just a minute. Something that I wasn't aware of, pencil portraits, what's that about?
Jennifer Gauchy, she is one of our members that has been... Well, I'd say 3 or 4 years now, come out to camp. And she sits in what we call the Raglan Senior Center. We have artists that come from Raglan. I can tell you about that in a second. But anyway, Jennifer, it was started out so that they could do portraits for the seniors at Raglan Village. And we've included children in that. So they're free. You know, if they want to have a... it's
better than a selfie.
That's right. And she's very good. She is very good.
Get a pencil portrait instead. And, of course, there's some music. Talk about that.
Music. Okay. Jim Kinnear and his trio. Jim is the leading force behind our music and has been for quite some time now.
That's piano, trumpet, and bass, and they play terrific music.
That's right. They do. We have some wonderful local musicians as well. John Haynes, who is the favorite around this area, and others. Heather and Doug Brown. And Deb Fitzsimmons and Greg Gibson, I kind of have to push those a little bit as Greg is my son. Mm-hmm. And Deb is, a wonderful young woman who I've known since she was a child.
And are we going to see any of your paintings? Because you are a painter.
I will have a booth there. I won't have a lot of paintings, but I will have some.
Well, we look forward to that. We look forward to the whole thing. Yvonne Gibson is from the Blue Mountain Foundation for the Arts, and they're big. And I mean big. Collingwood Arts and Music Festival is coming up this Saturday and Sunday during the Civic Holiday Weekend. And for the first time, it's at the Eddie Bush Memorial Arena in downtown Collingwood. Arts, crafts, musical accompaniment, food? Yes?
Well, yes, we do have one now. We had two, but they unfortunately had a problem and are not able to come. But there is Syrian food.
But you're right downtown with all the great restaurants.
That's right, we are. And actually, one local restaurant... right outside the arena on the north side, Gibson and Company has offered us 10% off for any members.
And what's the website people can go to if they want more information?
It's www.bmfa.on.ca.
Thank you, Yvonne Gibson from Blue Mountain Foundation for the Arts. Maybe we'll see you up here in Collingwood in Southern Georgia Bay this coming weekend. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.